This is the Creative Spirits Podcast. I'm your host, Cheryl Benji. Thank you again for joining me. So this is part two of an episode that I was interviewed for, the Alive podcast with Jessica Schiller. And this is just a continuation of the last episode that you may have listened to. And it's all about serendipitous moments and expressing yourself and everything you're feeling through creativity, through art. So please stay tuned and listen to this inspiring and wonderful episode that Jessica interviewed me for. It was such a beautiful conversation, and I hope it gives you goosebumps like it gave me just talking about it. You are listening to the Creative Spirits Podcast. I'm your host, Cheryl Benji. I'm an artist, art educator, and creative coach. I'm here to share my journey and experience with you. I also interview other artists and creatives and share their words of wisdom. I believe we were all born to create. It just takes a little bit of practice, patience, and persistence to get to where you want to be. So please stay tuned for a magical episode.
Hi, I'm Jessica Schiller Silverman, and I want to warmly welcome you to the Alive podcast, where wellness and business come to life. I stepped away from a six-figure career in venture capital in San Francisco to start my own venture, all inspired initially from a podcast. Learn how in this powerful show full of golden nuggets that will help you learn how you can come alive in your creative prowess while creating financial and energetic flow. Each episode will uncover my secrets to debunking the starving artist myth. Come on, enjoy the ride, and come alive with me.
I mean, it gave me goosebumps when she ended up calling me later, and she was like, Cheryl, I need to talk to you. And I said, okay, sure, what's going on? She goes, I put the painting in the WhatsApp group that we run for the event, and someone saw it who was related to her. And they were asking if they could have the painting to give to the mother because they saw you captured her spirit before all of this, and that's what they want.
Wow.
That's what they want to see. They don't want to see the photos that they are showing right now, and that's not her. I was like, are you sure that they're valid? Like, oh yeah, they're in our WhatsApp group. It's a group. We know the people. I said, well, of course, yeah, it's theirs. Wow. You know, I'd be more than happy to have. And there again is the healing power of art and what it can do when, listen, it's not going to bring her daughter back, their daughter back in that moment. But if I can give them a piece of their daughter that they remember her spirit, her soul of who she really is, and give them hope through art. I've done my job in this world. You know, that's art for me. You know, it's more than just paint on a piece of paper. It transcends that in so many ways. And that's the message that I want to put out into the world. And so I'm proud of that. And I was able to, and listen, if I was Palestinian, for example, I would be painting for the Palestinian children. I am relating to my experiences, you know?
Exactly. And that's all you can do.
You know, what I know, you know, from, for example, what I went through COVID, what I went through the woman life freedom from, because my parents immigrated from Iran, because
you know, I'm Jewish and I have family in Israel. And I was just, so these are my experiences. I'm not saying like, you can't have your experience because it's different than mine. Like, I do feel like whatever experience you're having in this physical body, you should express it
and,
you know, put it out there. So, I have compassion for all humanity, but this is how I'm expressing it to get through the pain of what I am seeing and feeling. So, and I feel like give the artists that, you know, allow them, because I've seen other artists shun, you know, an artist because they were being support. And it's like, well, but that's what they're expressing right now. Let them
That's your story, you know, and right. I just love how you're bringing light to that, because that is something I speak to also, you know, with my own story, and just, I know the stories of many, but that both can exist, right? I think that's such a misconception, that because you speak to your own story and your own representation and your own expression, that you're not compassionate for others. And that's so not true. Right. Yeah. You are just like, both can exist. You can express your own experience, your own people, what you've been through, right? Those that, you know, are in your intimate circle, but it doesn't mean you don't care about the experience of others. Like, both can exist.
Yeah.
And I think it's just such a human thing to do, to, and social media, of course, is a harbinger of that, you know, to right away shame someone for their own expression. And that's what literally this whole podcast is all about. Like, that is one of my biggest traumas, is being shamed and silenced and suppressed for who I am.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the people that I had to lose. I am so at peace with that now, because I am a daughter of two Israeli immigrants. My parents are born in the state of Israel. It is a rich part of my history. My grandparents, there, right, their family. And it's just, it's heartbreaking to me for someone to have to hide who they are. Like, I remember growing up and my mother said, keep your, I used to wear a chai and then I had a Jewish star, and she said, keep it inside your shirt.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand. I was a little girl. I said, why? Why can't I wear it proudly? And she said, there are people that don't love us, and I just want you to be safe. And then as I got older, right, I feel like things were getting better and it was easier to be able to express, you know, who you are, although I still have a little bit of discomfort, especially in light of October 7th. But even before that, and to me, that's such a trauma to have to live a life where you don't even feel safe to say who you are and where you come from. You know, right. I just did a talk at PodFest where I spoke to trauma and I mentioned October 7th, and I didn't even notice this. My husband did. And he said, you never said the word Israel. You just said October 7th. You never said the word Israel. And there's just a piece of me, like, I do speak to it on this podcast. Actually, episode 100 was my husband and I, think a month into it. And I wanted episode 100 as the 100th to speak our truth. But I got feedback from a friend of mine who was like, oh, well, when you said this, you know, this was the best time for your parents. Like, you weren't giving light to other people that were suffering. And I'm like, but that's, I'm just speaking about, like you said, my own experience.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I don't have compassion for others' experiences in whatever time period that was. You know, both can exist. All can exist, right? In the universe, spiritually, there's light and there is darkness, right? There's always the duality, right, of two different experiences. And it doesn't mean that one is better than the other. They both are. It's all one. Like you said, we're all just one human race. We're all human.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. And I think that's just a beautiful thing, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And trying to think of something else I wanted to talk about. So I also do body art, and I called it body art for the soul. And there's another thing that I do to help with bring out our inner child. I feel like as we grow up, we suppress that and our creativity goes down, right? And so I create this art immersive experience where I paint the background and I paint the person. And before we go through that experience, I ask them all these questions. Again, it's a whole process to see who they are and tap into their essence and their spirit. So once we do that and we play a little bit and I take photos of them, then it's time to take off all the paint. And I can't tell you how many people have this like, oh, you're just going to take it off after all that work? And I said, yeah. And there are some people who would leave and leave it on all day long and then send me a video of them. They're like, I can't take it off. And
it like becomes a part of them.
It becomes a part of them and they can't let go. But the whole purpose is to be in that moment, enjoy it, have fun, and then let it go. And I got that from a documentary I saw of these Buddhist monks. I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but they create these beautiful, intricate sand mandalas.
Oh.
You know, the mandalas with all the different.
Yes, I love mandalas. Colors?
So they are spending hours with sand, with colored sand, making these intricate art pieces on a flat surface. And they are putting prayers in it. They're just putting all these beautiful prayers in it. And then when I saw this, I was like, oh, what are they doing? They'll take a picture of it. I don't know if they do it all the time, but you know, you see pictures online. Look it up if you know you're listening. Buddhist monks and sand mandalas. They're just gorgeous. And they have a little broom and they sweep it away. That's it. That moment is gone. And they put it in a bag and they take it to the nearest river to, you know, just throw out into the river so the blessings and the good intentions and the art that was created with the sand just goes out. And that was exactly when I saw that, I was like, that's exactly what I feel I'm doing with the body art. Because I have all these paintings around me, but everything in life is temporary, you know. Yeah, physically it's all here, but there are so many things, it's just temporary. And I want to convey that in art and with that person and to be in that moment. There are so many moments we lose because we are on our phones or, you know, we're distracted by something and we're in this age of distraction. And, you know, when someone has that experience with me, I love it because I see like their spirit just light up and the child that was in them that used to pretend play and, you know, giggle and just have a good time in that moment comes out again. So, you know, there's another example of the healing powers of art and what it can do for us. And so I'm always just experimenting, you know, just turning that, like we were talking about the alchemist. And I always talk about how I always put the gold dot on the neck of the portraits I make or on the body, the person I'm painting, because the gold represents, for me anyway, it's always represented the gold within each and every one of us. If we dig deep enough to find, and it took me years, and I'm always working on it to find that and bring that out and shine and not be afraid to shine, because sometimes we just want, like myself, the little girl I was, just wanted to hide in the corner because she was afraid of being judged or shamed, or like we were talking about, you know, being put down for being a certain way. So through the years, I saw, I'm not getting anywhere with this. And if I am so quiet and don't want to be seen, how am I going to share my artwork then? It took me so long to be able to go on social media and share, because it's such a vulnerable place to be, to share what you've been working on, and, you don't want to be judged or made fun of, or, mm-hmm. What is she doing? What is that? That's so weird. And I've gotten that, that's weird, It's okay. I've gotten over that. The comments used to, sometimes I would get a few here and there, especially on YouTube. They could be a lot meaner on YouTube than other platforms. But yeah, so I've gotten thicker skin, and I've learned how to just do my thing and allow the universe to take care of the rest, and just trust.
Oh, so beautiful. Everything you're saying, it's just, I know how hard it is to be vulnerable and to really put yourself out there, especially, as you spoke to earlier. And I mean, this could be a whole nother podcast episode, but I was really intrigued by you saying the two sides of you, and, how one part is accepted and the other maybe not so much. And what causes that? What causes someone to judge, or what causes someone to say, well, this is good and this is bad. This side of me is okay. And again, from a trauma-informed perspective, right? That's parts work, right? We can think of that into our own internal journey. The parts of ourselves that we shun and we silence and we shame, right? The shadow side of us.
Yes.
And I think the alchemy, right? You go speak to alchemy, and the magic happens when all is brought to the light, right? And that's exactly what you do. You are the work you do with the hostages, with Women Life Freedom. You are that light in the darkness. And that's why I say both can exist in one reality. It's not easy. Trust me, I know. Even when October 7th happened, I was frozen for days. I was I was so afraid of sharing and posting, and, what kind of comments will I get, and who will unfollow me, and right? But it's the beautiful thing is that then I connected to you. Then I found all these other women that, because I had the courage to come forth and to share and to speak and to use my voice, I found people that were admiring that and connecting to that and saying, thank you. Thank you, number one, for speaking truth. Thank you for sharing things I didn't even know, because, again, that's my experience. Yes. I can share to you what I know. When I have family in Israel that are continuing to be barraged by rockets, this is my truth. These are things that happen. And there's so much out there, right, that is untrue. And I can understand how people can get confused and not really understand what's really going on. But I think when we have our own experience and we give truth to that and we give light to that, it gives other people permission to do the same and to feel safe. And so I know there's a part of me that the more I saw you posting, and the more I see Noah Tishby and all these other influencers that I follow, just really standing in that and being proud.
I agree.
That's what keeps us alive, right? Because, the spirit of the Jewish people, and then, of course, spiritually, I had this whole divine experience that is the resiliency and trauma and everything that I teach, that is the spirit of the Jewish people from the dawn of time, being ostracized and chased out of every country that they've ever tried to exist in, and still standing here today. Every other empire, from the Romans to the Greeks, have all fallen, right? Mesopotamia, all those cultures, but the Jewish culture has remained from, right, literally the beginning of existence. And that, to me, just says something, that we are survivors.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
and I I could relate to, losing some people. And I do feel like my thing has always been, you just create space for the right people to show up. You create that space, because I can't tell you how many people I've lost in my past. And I was, upset. But then I said, okay, well, it's okay. It's time to let go. And then, just maybe a week or two later, then a new set of people show up that mm-hmm. are just, yeah. I mean, the energy is so different and even better. Like you're just like, wow, okay. They were supposed to leave so they could come in. And it's a change in perspective. I can relate. I've experienced that.
Yeah. Or even just the story you told of the painting, right? Going in the hands of the family, just the whole beautiful story that you told, right? That no, her body won't come back, but her spirit will through your art, and just the whole story of how they found you. I have a similar story I just want to share real quick. I don't know if you remember me posting this, but on Thanksgiving, Bring Them Home Now had a host a hostage event where you could just, you know, pick a hostage, print the picture. I don't know what called me to this little girl. It was just, I saw her face and I printed the picture. And then at Thanksgiving table, I read her story because she was still missing at the time. And then my parents were actually visiting. They were staying with us. And the next morning after Thanksgiving, and I left everything there. Here's the picture of the place setting. And I had the Jewish star. I had a hope plate for her. I have a series that says like hope and joy. So I gave her the hope plate, the Jewish star. And then there's the picture of Amelia.
Yes, I painted her too.
You did? Yeah.
Amelia.
And the next morning, my parents were like screaming like, oh my gosh, what was the name of the little girl that was at our table last night? I said, oh, I don't know her name. Let me go look. And I pulled the reserved four card and it was still on the I left it there for days. Like there was something in me that like, she's here. And I felt her and I read her story. And they found her that morning and her mother.
I know. I remember you posting that. Yes. Yeah.
And it was like, to me, that's the work of the divine.
Yeah.
Like there was something. And I know there were many families that probably hosted her. And it's just, that's that energy of intention that you speak to with the Buddhist monks. Right. And I just love the symbolism behind it too. That kind of trust and surrender that it's like, right. Nothing is nothing lasts forever, but like the spirit and the essence remains. Like everything that you said, it moved me and it reminded me of that experience and your experiences. Funny enough, I'll send you a picture after the interview. I have a box. I plug the light in every morning. It's a sand box with the little rake that you speak of. And I mean, I could make a mandala. It probably won't be as beautiful as the Buddhist monks. But that's the first thing when I wake up in the morning, I plug the light in. It has like beautiful energy in it and it's got Himalayan crystals in it as well. But it might be a divine reminder to play maybe a little bit in the morning with the rake and create something temporary and then kind of wash it away and set that intention into the ether. Because while we physically might not see it, I do believe so much in the energy and the intention behind it.
Yeah.
It remains.
100%. Yeah. And letting go of attachment. I feel like we get attached to so many things.
Yeah.
So that's my way. Because I even burned some of my art pieces. So after talking to another artist, there was Georgia O'Keeffe did that with a lot of her.
Really? Painting. I love Georgia O'Keeffe. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so I thought, yeah. So I took out a lot of mine. I had a little ceremony. We have like a little fire pit outside and in our yard. And I just had a little ceremony and I burned a lot. And some of my friends that I told were like, ooh. I don't know. It didn't do that to me. I was like, great. Bye. Like making new room for the newer pieces.
Yeah.
And it didn't bother me so much, but there are people where like, there's a reaction. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's something you created though. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm here to create so many more I'm praying that I'll be able to do that for many, many more years to come. Don't worry. There'll be new ones.
Yeah. Even better. Yeah. And spiritually, there's so much meaning. Like we did that in the Live Vibrant Sisterhood. That's why I picked the Homa ritual, you know, the burning, the setting the intention and then burning it into the ether, right? Sometimes people think burning is like to let go of like a negative thing, but I think it's also beautiful when it's a positive thing, right? Or something you want to bring into existence. And just the burning and watching it. Like I remember the first time I ever did that at a retreat, like I was watching the flames and I was watching the embers, and there was just something inside of me that just, it literally like exploded. I just came alive, like feeling, and that was to let go of something that was painful. But I think the same transmutation and alchemy can happen with beautiful things. And the more you do let go, you're telling the universe, like, I'm not afraid. I don't need to hold on to this. I'm not afraid because I know I'm creating space, like you said, for more blessings to come, for more art pieces to come, for more people to be touched by the work that you do as a creative. Yes. And as you say so beautifully, everyone is a creative. And I just love that too.
Yes, 100%.
So beautiful. Gosh, yeah. I could talk to you all day long. Like, I didn't get to so much of what we wanted to talk about, but I wanted this to be completely organic. I'll have to have you back on the podcast, but I want to be mindful of your time and your energy today. This is just such a beautiful conversation. I just want to thank you for being you.
Thank you.
You're such a beautiful soul and just such a light in this world. And just hearing all these stories that you're telling, it's like, I'm just, my soul is really touched by you. So
thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah. So I want to end with a few rapid fire questions if you have a few moments. But before that, I want to hear a bit about your podcast. I know you alluded to that, but I want to bring light to the Creative Spirits podcast. So I'll intertwine kind of two questions that I wanted to ask before the rapid fire. How does spirituality and magic play a role in your work? And then, of course, the Creative Spirits podcast, because I know that's an extension of everything that you do.
Spirituality and magic. Oh, it's everything in my work. Mm-hmm. I always talk about, you know, creating more magic into our lives. And I feel like through art, we can always do that. Like when I was talking about the body art, it's having that magical experience where you're just immersed in art. Mm. You know, it's, you're just surrounded by it. It's not just on a canvas, like you become the art. Yes. You know, and the spiritual aspect of it, you know, like I was talking about with the Buddhist monks and how it's more than just paint on paper. You know, it transcends that. And like the mom and her son and the mother whose daughter is still hostage, you know, like art can express so much more than just what we physically see with the you know, material object. It's more than that. It's the energy, it's the frequency, it's the vibration, it's the colors, you know, what the soul and spirit needs to express. Mm-hmm. And not all art, you know, one of my friends was saying, you know, not all art is spiritual. You know, not all artists, they convey their, you know, art through spiritual aspect. And that's okay, but they're expressing themselves.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not like I talked about earlier, not about being so technical.
Yeah.
It's more than that. It's deeper. It goes way deeper.
Yeah. And that's my kind of art. Yeah. I actually saw the other day a local studio doing splatter art. And my husband was joking. He's like, that's totally your kind of art, because anything like technical or, you know, where those paint and sip classes where they have like a picture of something and everyone paints the same thing.
Yes.
I mean, I did that once. Mine didn't look like anyone else's. It was supposed to be an orchid, but it was like red and yellow. It was supposed to be like a purple orchid. And I had red, yellow, and pink in there. And it looked more like lips than an orchid. That's just how my brain works. Yeah. And I used to shame and, you know, kind of hide that. And now I'm like, I remember a woman once at another class that I went to, I was like, ah, mine doesn't. There was a Hamsa. We were painting Hamsa hands. And I'm like, mine, the fingers are too fat and this and that. And she goes, it's beautiful. She said, that shows that you think big. Like everything, your strokes, everything is broad and kind of sporadic and erratic. And the splatter art, like, to me, there's no right or wrong, right? It's just an expression of you and an extension of who you are. And that is me. I think big, I act big. Like that's just in my DNA. And so I've learned to love and accept that.
I love that because I tell that to my students all the time, and especially the older ones, the kids. I love watching them because they're like, look what I did. Yeah. Look, there are that few who are like, I messed up. I got to just, you know, there's like maybe one out of like 10 of them that, you know, but adults, it's like almost all of them, they're just criticizing and their work themselves. And you're just like, what? It's okay. Like, you got this, you know, there's no right or you're just expressing. And if you have to splatter paint on your canvas, it's okay. You know, it's letting go and having fun in the process. And one of my students goes, she's like, I'm not enjoying the process. And I said, okay, then feel that.
Yes.
Feel that frustration and put it on your
paper
right now.
Yeah.
And, I have a story real quick about my daughter. When she was like 8 years old, she was painting something and she got upset. And I didn't say anything to her. I just watched her and she crumbled up the paper and she just threw it away. It's like, okay. She's like, I hate it. I don't like it. I said, okay, it's all right. Maybe in a few minutes you could bring out another piece of paper and try again. So she did. And then she was at ease and something better came out of it. Mm. And when we allow ourselves and our children to go through those feelings, instead of trying to rescue them and make it perfect or have, you know, like tell them, oh, it's okay. It was nice. What was wrong with it? You know, like you're a great artist, but just letting them go through it and letting ourselves feel those feelings. That's when the magic happens.
Yes. Yes.
That's when it becomes like those sparks start coming when you just allow just whatever it is, just let it come out. And if it sucks, if it's ugly, it's okay. You could throw it out. There's always being able to start over. Just like today might be a difficult, challenging day, but hey, we have tomorrow, you know, we can do this. We have a do-over. It's okay.
Yeah. I just think the whole process itself, even as you're saying it, and I never thought of that because I'm one of those that's like, I hate this. And it was like, I would get so stressed out in a class that's supposed to be fun. And I'm like, why am I stressing out? Because I would criticize and I would look at everybody else's, you know, artwork. And I'm like, why can't I do this? What's wrong with me? But like you said, that's part of the healing experience is like acknowledging those emotions, right?
100%.
And feeling them and healing them through it. It's not about what the final product looks like, but the whole like even as you're explaining your creative process, it's so beautiful. Like I definitely want to work together with you on this. I'm really feeling something in my heart and soul. Because a while ago I did have someone do a soul portrait for me and it was beautiful. But I feel like when you're telling me your process, like it takes it to another level. Like that's what art is to me. It takes it to a whole nother level where you like, you channel the music and you ask the questions, right? And even you saying like speaking less and listening more, right? Which is of the feminine. I go to a Chinese medicine woman here in town and she said that once, never thought of it. She said, talking is masculine.
Yeah.
The need to talk and to constantly be heard and use your voice. And I have to remember that because I went from not speaking at all to then sometimes speaking too much and learning to kind of balance that with the feminine and just sometimes just dropping in and saying, okay, just listen, allow, surrender.
Exactly. And I always, like I was talking before, it's the yin and yang and it's the happiness and the anger and the frustration and the calm and, you know, like all of those, we don't just have that. And I think we've come into an era where it's like positive everything where we're not always going to feel positive, you know, there's like, it's like a pie, like the happiness is this much of all other emotions that we have. And, you know, it's so when creating and giving yourself that freedom and space to feel whatever it is that's coming up for you, it's okay. it's not bad. It's not a bad thing. And so that's mm-hmm. what I also teach my students, that it's okay, whatever you're feeling, let it go on canvas, even if it's not so ugly, because even if it is so ugly or whatever, if you think it's ugly, because we that's part of the human experience, the beautiful and the ugly, right?
Totally, totally. To me, it's the resistance. And I'm just speaking to my own personal journey. And I know a lot of people listening can relate, a lot of my clients, the resistance is the only thing that's painful. Not necessarily the emotion, it's the holding on to it by resisting, right? We think we're like letting it go, but we're holding on to it by not acknowledging it.
Yes.
Because it doesn't ever go away until we release it, right? We stuff it down, but it's still inside of us, just like trauma. We have to release. And by actually painting that or feeling it or dancing it out, right? Whatever modality, right, resonates with you, we're able to release instead of just silencing it.
Yes.
Right. Because or pushing it away and saying, oh, this feels bad. Or like said, society, everything, right, has to be happy. And I think that's what's created so much chaos, you know, for humanity, is not acknowledging, like the Buddhists, you mentioned the Buddhist monks, acknowledging the suffering. All of us suffer in some way. And the more we bring that to light, it doesn't become this thing that feels so hard and so heavy. It just is.
It just is.
Just is.
100%. I remember reading a book by Thich Nhat Hanh, this Buddhist monk, and he talked about the lotus and about suffering and how the lotus goes through this mud, you know, and this beautiful flower comes out of this murky water. And I remember when I was going through some challenges, I would paint a lot of the symbolism of the lotus in my artwork as a reminder that, listen, this, yes, there's this suffering, but through that comes this beautiful flower, you know, that's going to bloom and it's going to be okay. So I feel like we become more resilient and we become stronger, and it's just that process of life. And so, and again, when you can express that through art, whatever it is. I mean, I started playing the piano like 2 years ago after not playing for like 20 years. And that was another, and it was frustrating because I was like, I can't like get this right. And I keep playing this over and over again. And I was like, okay, just let it go. And my teacher kept saying, Cheryl, you don't need to get all the notes right. You're mm-hmm. losing the feeling
yes.
of the piece.
Yes.
Feel it. Even if you're not playing it right, just feel the peace. Yes. And I was, yes, that's what I need to. I've been telling my students to do that with their art.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it myself and applying it in something that's so challenging for me, where I see other people like just
doing right. it. Well, it's hard when it doesn't come naturally for us to try to master it. But to me, the mastery, and again, this is just my divine design. I'm an emotional authority as well. As a projector, is the feeling of it. Like when I listen to music, when I look at a piece of art, like I want to feel it. I want to feel the artist in it. I want to feel the story. I don't care if it follows a formula or it's the traditional way to paint or to dance or to sing, to create music. It's that whole process, I think, that really brings it to life.
100%.
I love it. Oh, we could again talk
about
it.
I know.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. But let's wrap it up with a few rapid fire questions.
Go ahead.
First one, what quote inspires your life and work, or a mantra?
What quote? You know what? I have it here in my, give me a second, because it's one of my favorite quotes that I have in my, art is a wound turned into light. Georges Braque. I hope I'm saying his name right, but I have that in my emails, and I feel it represents everything that I do, that, that art, well, it heals and it can turn into that light.
It is the light, for sure. For sure. Amazing. What book or books have changed your life?
Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. I feel like that's a really good book for creatives.
I love that
book. She mainly wrote it for writers, but I feel like it could apply to all aspects of creativity. So that's one of my favorites.
Love it.
Yeah.
Big Magic. Yeah. Love that. Did someone say magic? If you have a wild and creative mind like me, which you probably do because you like listening to the show, you probably find it hard to stay focused most days. I have so many dreams and ideas and used to find it hard to find the time and focus to manifest this magic I know that lives inside of me. Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee, I started drinking a product called Magic Mind, which has a myriad of benefits beyond focus and channeling your inner abracadabra, which means what I speak, I create in Hebrew, if you didn't already know that. With Magic Mind, I'm able to be more creative thanks to the nootropics inside, and I get into flow state easier. I love the natural ingredients such as matcha, which is nature's extended energy release, rhodiola rosea, which reduces fatigue and anxiety and increases your body's resistance to stress, and lion's mane mushrooms, which is another nootropic and adaptogen, which reduces anxiety and inflammation while supporting cognition, which prevents neural degeneration and stimulating neural regeneration, regenerating those beautiful brain cells. I highly recommend exploring Magic Mind at www.magicmind.com/AWJESS, where you get a limited 56% off your first subscription. That's right, 56%. And then 20% off a one-time purchase additionally with my discount code AWJESS20 as a thank you for being a devoted listener. I totally stand behind it because it works. It helps me, and I know it can help anyone else who struggles with anxiety, brain fog, or just plain overwhelm from this crazy world that we live in. Check it out at magicmind.com/AWJESS for 56% off a subscription and an extra 20% off with this code AWJESS20. I'll link it all up in the show notes. And last but not least, being the Alive podcast, what makes you come alive?
What makes me come alive? Being with my family. When we have our, you know, just going to dinner, for example, together, having that outing, that brings me alive. Traveling. I love to travel and experience different cultures and people, and seeing art from different places, like that, just wow. And yeah, creating art and talking to spirits like you, like-minded spirits like you, where, you know, we could just go on and just time just flies. I mean, I didn't even realize
an hour and a half had passed. Even though my body's starting to tell me that needing to use the restroom, but this is just right. It's like, time, you don't even feel time. It's like these are the spiritual experiences I feel like that happen, you know, on the show. And when you're in your creative, you know, whatever your creative is, it's like time just stands still because you're truly connected to what your soul is here to do.
100%. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Well, how can we stay connected to you and your work? Where can we find you?
So you could find me on Instagram at @CherylBenji_art and on Facebook at Cheryl Benji, and my website, CherylBenji.com. And I have a Creative Spirits podcast on Apple or Spotify and iHeartRadio. And in it, I talk about finding your creativity and whether you're a hobbyist or a professional artist. And I bring on other creatives and coaches and interview them and how they got to where they are and their advice for the creatives out there. So, and I have a Facebook group, the Creative Spirits Facebook group. If any of the listeners want to join, and it's a safe space to share your work.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for your time, your wisdom, your energy, for all that the Creative Spirits is, all that you are, for being just such a light and a blessing to the world. And for really heeding your calling, you know, because so many people feel it, but, you know, things get in the way and you're such a courageous and beautiful, brave soul that has been through so much. And just the way, again, as someone commented, one of your followers, how you're an alchemist, just the way you alchemize and turn these experiences right into gold. It's just really beautiful. So again, listeners, I will link all this up in the show notes. Cheryl Benji_art, Cheryl Benji on Facebook, CherylBenji.com, and the Creative Spirits podcast and Facebook group. I would love to be on your podcast as well, hopefully one day.
Yes. Thank you for having me, Jessica. This was so lovely.
Thank you. Thank you. And of course, for being in the Live Vibrant experience. I'm really excited for your session on healing, you know, through trauma, through art, as we talked so much about today here on the podcast. It's truly you're an honor and a blessing.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, I invite you to share the love with somebody in your world that really needs this message today. And if you're feeling extra generous, I would absolutely love if you would subscribe to my show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen and rate and review. Interested to know how this show has helped you come alive.
Thank you for listening to today's Creative Spirits podcast. If you would like to get to know me better, you can go to my website, CherylBenji.com, or follow me on Instagram at CherylBenji_art. If you would like a creative coaching session with me, please contact me through my website. You can also join my Creative Spirits Facebook group or Saturday Night Live Art Shows Facebook group. Please follow and share with anyone that might be interested in this podcast. It would mean the world to me. I believe in the butterfly effect and spreading the good vibes into the universe. You never know who you will impact by sharing. Love and light and magic always.